Welcome back to Sports Day. It's 21 past 7. Mark Reddings alongside Paul Hazelby on this Tuesday night, 133-882. It's time to check in with Cara Antonio, who has made the decision to step down as captain of her AFLW team, the Fremantle Dockers. She joins us on the line now. Cara, thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
First up, the obvious question, why?
It's something I suppose I've been contemplating over the last probably year or so, to be honest. A bit of a succession plan needed to be put in place for the club. It's no word of a lie, I'm not getting any younger. And I've obviously been at the helm for the last 5 years and feel like I've done all I could and have offered all that I can, and ready to step aside and let the next leader take the club into the future. And I'm not going anywhere. I'll still play a role in some part, and it'll just be from afar now. So, obviously a number of conversations I had with a number of key people in my life to kind of get some reassurance and make sure I was doing the right thing. But ultimately had to put myself first and what was best for the club moving forward, and really just want to focus on my footy and really enjoy it for whatever time I've got left.
Jodie, good call, in my opinion. You've dominated the AFLW competition for the Fremantle Dockers for the most part of your career. Last year, a different role for you. What does the next season look like for you in terms of where you're likely to play?
I suppose last year we had a few injuries up forward, and Coops came to me about a week out from the season and said, we're going to chuck you forward. And look, obviously, I just jumped at the opportunity. Had no idea what I was doing, to be honest, but ran around and played a bit on natural instinct. But this year, it's been really nice to have a solid pre-season playing up forward and kind of developing my craft, my forward craft, and working with our new forwards coach in Jay Van Berlo. He's been an absolute delight to have down, and I've learnt so much off him over the last 5 weeks already. So we'll play up forward this year and hopefully play a pivotal role in being that link-up player between, back, mid and forward, I suppose, and hopefully get on the end of a few and, reward those higher up the ground for all their hard work.
You've been enormous for this group as the captain of a start-up team the first year and ever since that date. What are your memories from the first part of your career at the Fremantle Dockers as captain?
I suppose I've spent the last 24 hours just processing it all, to be honest. The first couple of years, it was an exciting time to be in the AFLW scene. No one really knew what was going on and what to expect, and I suppose that was all part of it, you learning on the job and growing in that space as captain. And they were challenging times, don't get me wrong. There was some tough times, not being able to win games when you probably put high expectations of yourself and the outside world put high expectations on the footy club to win games. And when we weren't delivering, obviously they look towards the captain and you start questioning your own ability. But I suppose how I've been able to develop and evolve over that time is being able to kind of try and lead from behind, not always being at the front, and try and empower the next generation, that next crop of players, I suppose, to be able to lead the club and take them through the next chapter. And hopefully I've done my job and been able to hand over the reins to whoever that next person may be.
That question is, who will be the next person? Forward Gabby O'Sullivan, Hayley Miller, the midfield star. We know that the AFLW best and fairest winner Kiara Bowers is in the mix. And so too your wife, Ebony. It's a very strong field. Do you take a step back in all this process, or are there going to be players putting their hands up for this role, which obviously is coveted by some and not so much by others?
I have no idea who the next captain is going to be. I suppose that's an exciting time for the footy club and our playing group. We've got a pre-season camp this weekend, which will start that process, in in selecting a player voted leadership group, and then the captain will obviously be chosen from there. So, yeah, I'm just excited to be able to sit back and to see who comes to the forefront and puts their hand up, to be honest. I can give you one tip that Ebony won't be putting her hand up. I think she's well and truly seen the dark side of what being a captain is, and I've turned her completely off. So, yeah, that's one thing that I can shut down quite quickly. But, yeah, excited to see who that next person may be.
It'll be Kiara Bowers, I reckon. But how was it captaining your wife? That dynamic, how did it go?
Look, I found it fine, but Emmy struggled a little bit, I think, at times. being told what to do, she's not very good at putting the dishes away in the house. So being told what to do on the field is a bit tricky as well. So, oh, look, she's been an awesome support for me and been in my corner and rode every high and low throughout the last 5 years. So I feel like she's almost been my vice captain, to be honest, and has seen, yeah, me at my best and at my worst. So I couldn't have done it without her. But it's going to be kind of nice just being teammates now and not having that role of captain, and maybe hopefully having a few more laughs than serious conversations, which will be nice.
Hey, Juddy, I've been married for 21 years and my wife has been captain of the household for every one of those years. And guess what? There's no succession plan. It is going to stay that way for the entirety.
I'll let Ebony know that then. She won't be happy.
No. What about today? You got emotional giving up the captaincy. How are you going to go? Because at some stage you're going to have to retire. I think you're going to struggle throughout that period where you say goodbye to the team.
Well, you know me, Hayes. In that first year, I was a bit of a hard ass, wasn't I? And I've softened with age. I feel like over the last 5 years, I've really evolved into more that mentoring, nurturing kind of captain. So, look, it was always going to be emotional getting up. It's something that I said to the group last night. I've absolutely loved every second of being the captain of the group and the football club. And, you know, I suppose I'm not in love with doing it anymore, and I feel like I've given all that I can and all my energy, and it was time to step aside. But no doubt, hopefully I've got a year or two left in me to play now, and hopefully giving up that captaincy will allow me to enjoy it a little bit more and suppose take the pressures of having that role off. And God knows, I'll be in an absolute blubbering mess, to be honest, when I hang up the boots eventually. But just really, yeah, I've really enjoyed the last 24 hours of all the support and all the kind messages and words that I've received off everyone. So I can't be more grateful.
As Trent Cooper, your coach, put on social media this afternoon, you've been a credit to yourself, the community, so many people at the footy club grateful for your input. It hasn't finished yet, but certainly in a captaincy role, it comes to a conclusion. Kara, thank you so much for spending some time with us on Sports Day. Best of luck for the new season, which we think begins on January 6th. And, of course, all Docker supporters hoping you can get that silverware at the end of the year.
Thanks, boys. Thanks so much for having me.